on Highland Radio.
Okay, we've so much to get into the next hour. Don't know how we'll do it, but we certainly will. Let's get a news update in the meantime and say good morning now to Michaela Clark.
Thanks, Greg. Good morning. A fourth man's been arrested in connection with the attempted murder of a senior PSNI detective in Oma. Detective Inspector John Caldwell remains in a critical condition in hospital after being shot in front of his son on Wednesday night. Storm and party leaders are meeting with the chief constable today. Ukraine's president says he'll keep pushing for victory exactly 1 year since Russia's invasion. He's tweeted that on February the 24th last year, his country made a choice to resist and to fight. A Donegal deputy has accused the government of repeatedly delivering generic responses to calls for insulin pump services to be rolled out at Sligo University Hospital. There have been repeated calls for the service to be put in place to benefit people right across the northwest. 80 estates in Donegal have been taken in charge since November 2019. Donegal County Council has confirmed that there are currently 213 live taking in charge applications for the county. 82 in the Inishowen Municipal District, 65 in Letterkenny Milford, 29 in Donegal, 28 in Lifford Stornoway and 9 in Glentys. People in Donegal are being targeted in yet another scam during the rounds. Gardaí are warning people about a tax scam which purports to be from eFlow, claiming an outstanding fee is owed and urging the recipient to click the link contained in the message. Gardaí are reminding people to never click a link within an unsolicited text message and never provide personal information. And the HSE is encouraging those attending the Donegal-Galway game in Letterkenny on Sunday to avail of their mobile vaccination clinic. It will be located outside O'Donnell Park from 11:30am until 2:30pm. Those are the latest headlines. We'll be back with an update again at 12 noon.
OK, Michaela, thank you very much indeed. Okay, now we had a little problem with the obituaries. No, I beg your pardon. We had a little problem with the bingo numbers a little earlier on. So here are the numbers. They're only 50 minutes late. My apologies.
It's time for NCBI Bingo on Highland Radio.
It's Friday, the 24th of February. You're playing on the yellow sheet. The reference number is S20. It's game number 8. The numbers are 18, 71, 43, 85, 68, 89, 40, 73, 50, and finally 21. Phone your claim to 910-4833 before 8 tonight, leaving your name, contact number and the name of the shop where you purchased your book, and we'll call you back the next working day. Get all your NCBI bingo information at highlandradio.com.
The 9 till noon show is brought to you by Letterkenny Credit Union, offering low rate car loans with fast approval. Apply online at letterkennycu.ie or in office today.
Wet n Wild is celebrating 20 years in business with a massive 20% off absolutely every product in store in February. Choose any top outdoor brand product in store and we will deduct 20% of all prices at the till. Buy premium quality outdoor clothing, footwear and equipment today and save 20%.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 100 million euro. Play responsibly, in-store, in-app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Do you know what I love about Letterkenny Shopping Centre? I love it because everything I need is under one roof. There's fashion shopping for women and men, health foods and cosmetics, Tesco's and Penny's, free parking, and late-night shopping Thursday and Friday. I love it because Letterkenny Shopping Centre has it all, including homeware, jewellery, hair and beauty, and Revolution Laundry and their free car park. Letterkenny Shopping Centre. So much choice and open 7 days.
Forward Emphasis International, based in Malinhead and Belfast, are actively recruiting for customer service advisors and experienced motor claims handlers with both in-office and hybrid opportunities available. Fully funded insurance and financial service qualifications delivering attractive career path opportunities are available. Please visit their website forwardemphasis.ie and apply via their careers page.
At SuperValue, we make saving money go further. Whether it's cooking, storing or freezing, the Nutrifresh range has you covered. Simply scan your Real Rewards card to collect one Nutrifresh token for every €1 you spend. Collect 300 tokens and redeem an item for as little as 1 cent. So start collecting today and save money the easy way, only at SuperValue.
Okay, we're all about entertainment here on the 9 till noon show. Michael Leddy's going to be joining us shortly. He's very graciously just give us a little bit of space for a very important mission we have at the moment, and that is to reveal the finalists for our fantastic music competition. And who better to have to help do this than Paul McDevitt, presenter of Monday Night Sessions, Jimmy Stafford, presenter of Centre Stage, Centre Stage, isn't it?
Central,
it's not Central.
Yeah. It was Centra last week.
He put Centra on last week.
Well, for the way you listen to music today. Is it? What is the name of your program?
Centre.
I've got Central Stage written here.
Who's that? Who's your producer?
My bad, she says. Okay, that's not what. Listen, Kate, you've been called worse, or your program's been called worse, maybe.
And he's also the executive producer
senior,
of Monday Night.
Senior.
Well, see, that's
senior,
it.
Senior executive producer.
You speak on Monday nights as well, don't
I know,
you?
Sometimes. If he allows me.
But he just won't put you down with a co-presenting role.
No. I'm senior executive producer on a Monday night.
Contractual right. reasons. Yeah.
Do you show your face on a Saturday?
No.
You fly on your own on a Saturday. Right, Jimmy, listen, come here. We've some really important business to get through here, because we are... explain this national competition and our role within it, Jimmy.
Yeah, so Greg, it's a competition that we ran 2 years ago, if you remember, and it's in conjunction with the BAI, the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, the Independent Broadcaster of Ireland, and Hot Press. So this is a fantastic national competition being run by 25 independent radio stations around Ireland. And I suppose in simple terms, what we set out a few weeks ago when we were live with you here was to say to anybody out there, any age, any genre, send in your original music to us at Highland Radio, and we will make there's a judging panel, which we'll talk about in a minute, and then we looked at bringing it down to four finalists here at Highland Radio to represent the Northwest, one winner to go forward to the national final, and it just an amazing, absolutely brilliant competition. And the response has, once again, I think we're up there on the leaderboard for 25.
Yeah. I'd say we've got the highest entrance. And if anyone's listening that wants to contradict me,
text
Ring Ocean. No, we're listen, we had a massive amount of entrance. And Paul, again, the standard was high.
Oh, my God, Greg. You know, there was one time when I was finished listening to 83 songs, and I was going, I don't know how I'm going to make a decision on this. You know, each and every artist that sent in music deserves to be a winner. The standard we get here, and we've said it, we noticed it through the Monday Night Sessions and Jimmy's Centre Stage, that the quality of music has increased tenfold this last number of years, and more so since we've come back into a normality. Mm. But they, you know, it's all the music was sent in is quite entitled to be played in any radio station.
And it went from people that recorded it on their phones to people that obviously had been in a studio and worked with a production team or what have you. But it doesn't matter, because you can see through the production quality. It's about the sound, isn't it? And it's about the quality of the lyrics and the hooks and the catches and stuff. And I mean, right across the board, it didn't really matter the level of... And we didn't judge it on the level of production either.
No.
It was purely based on, you know, what's good. And getting it down to four, I think we all have another two or three that we would like to have been in there. And we're not just saying that either, are we? Because we were all on the same call. Like, there genuinely is another two or three that you
quite
could...
easy.
Each of us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's important, Greg, to say, like, me and Paul are sitting here with yourself, but it was a bigger judging panel around this. So we all went off individually and we individually listened to the tracks. And then we came together at various ad hoc meetings along the way over the last week, especially. And then we had our joint meeting during the week, and we came to a decision. And the decision, it's amazing how it worked, Greg, if you think that meeting we had, which we all kind of fell in our top five, six, and then we kind of looked at it and said, right, and we had another little listen. Yeah. So it worked.
And you get that instant crossover, and then you get the ones you argue about, don't you? Not argue, you know, you have a good chat about.
We were fairly close in our individual judgments.
Yeah, you maybe know, more so this year than the last. Yeah,
definitely, without a doubt.
We swayed you, all right. we swayed you. No, we didn't. I mean, there was no swaying. There was no need to. You know what?
Because everyone can make a strong argument for a big number of the tracks.
Yeah.
And that is not to say half of them weren't good. All of them in different ways. You know, we could go into it all day. Now, considering this is kind of run by the media and it's the media trying to promote it, It's bloody complicated, lads. But anyway, we have four finalists. Mm. They're going to perform on this show, and we will we'll explain how the winner will be selected. They go on to a national competition, and then there's an overall winner which gets a great prize. But our four winners are also winning a good prize. So there's great exposure.
Yeah. Mm.
We're delighted to be sporting them. Yous do it all the time anyway. Mm. I think with us, I don't mind blowing my own trumpet on this one. I think we're pushing an open door and supporting local music and Irish music here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, no one's going to say it to us. We might as well say it about ourselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, what have our finalists won before we start unveiling them? Because I'm so excited about that side of it.
Will I go to local? You go to national one, Paul? You the national numbers, did. So but at local level, they're getting €875 in cash, each one of those winners, each one of the four finalists for the Northwest, which I know will be a big boost to a nice prize, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely.
Not alone that, I think the other thing you said there, and I'd re-emphasise that, Greg, they're getting exposure. They're coming in here and they're going in the studio opposite you that you're looking at here, and we're going to set up a full production studio for them as well, like we did last time, and it's really good. They're going to be on your show on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, performing to
cross all our social media.
Absolutely. Yeah. TikTok, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube and the whole lot, and we'll talk about that later on the judging. So at a local level, that's the first thing to get. Then, Paul, the winner goes to a national level.
The national level is something else. There's €5,000.
It's like sitting in front of Anton Deck in 50 years. Go on.
Thanks very much. I hope I'm as wealthy as Anton Deck, but I can guarantee you one thing, and I'll be here in 50 years.
Neither will they, because you think they're about 12, but they're both nearly 50. Well, go on, Paul.
That's probably the only...
Do you want a sup of coffee?
The only similarities between me and him. We go on like we're 12 at times. There's €5,000 in cash for the overall winner. And you then have €5,000 for a musical equipment. Now, you think about that, Greg, that's an amazing amount of money for musical equipment. For the cash, you also get in to record a single in Ruby Works in Dublin. They produce it. You're played then at least 30 times over 25 of the independent radio stations.
It's huge. Exposure.
You're talking about 700 plays for that, you know. And just before, we didn't mention, I know that Connor has mentioned, are we okay to say that about the Ghost Light sessions?
Yeah.
That the four artists that won here today are invited to perform at the Ghost Light sessions over in the Baller. Plus, if you remember, Pat and Nora Gallagher threw out an invitation that they could appear at the Mary from Dunloe this year.
So the winner will be on the centre stage of the Mary from Dunloe. So that in itself, and that's just through the generosity of Connor and Pat and Nora, understanding the importance of embracing and supporting local music, what these two people do all the time.
Absolutely,
but it's lovely that sort of in an organic way, they've become involved in this.
So Connor's
as well.
Idea is, and maybe we've stole his thunder on it, but he won't mind. But Connor's idea is to bring the four acts together one Sunday night, have a Ghost Light session, which they've been doing for the last few years. So, and well, we may as well say it now as well. Connor's going to be one of our external judges on this, and then the second judge, which we're delighted, and she's taken up, is Tanya McCall, and Tanya's just. We all know about Tanya, and she's just been confirmed for John Prine of Vicar Street yesterday, but she also will get involved in that Ghost Light session.
As will you, the listener out there.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a role in this.
And
explain that whole structure beforehand, but we wanted external independent people, but also the voice of the listener is hugely important. Right, okay. We'll take a quick break and then start unveiling, shall we?
Yeah.
Good idea.
It's all very exciting. Stay right where you are, because our four finalists, we're going to only be playing a clip of them today, but look, we'll have them in studio. I said look it again, I was giving that to you yesterday for saying that, and I swore I never said it, and here I am saying it all the time. Anyway, Paul, do you have words that you constantly keep using on radio, by the way?
Look it.
Do you as well? What about
no,
you, Johnny?
I don't actually. I probably do, you know, Greg, I probably do.
No, that's not it, that's fine. You have to say something to remember what you're about to say.
What do I say? I can't remember. Do you know what I say?
Well, wait till the listener
points. Do you say Texas?
Yeah.
Texas. You can text.
That's a Cork thing, isn't it? All right, back with more for the lads in a moment.
The 9 till Noon Show is brought to you by Letterkenny Credit Union. Digital loans now available. Apply online or via our app today and get your loan transferred directly to your current account.
Final call for entry to the .ie Digital Town Awards, celebrating the digital achievements of towns and communities across Ireland with a €100,000 prize fund. Enter by March 3rd at wear.ie.
Lancôme's bonus time promotion is back at McIlhenny's. Simply purchase two Lancôme products, one tube skincare, to receive a free gift of seven beauty essentials. Plus, when you purchase a third Lancôme product, receive a full-size bonus gift. Visit us in-store or shop online at McIlhenny's.com to enjoy this exclusive offer, available until March 11th.
Achieve your fitness goals this year with the latest arrivals at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. New trainers from Asics, Brooks and New Balance, and activewear from Under Armour and Adidas. You'll find everything you need to stay motivated, including the Donegal GAA Peak Range, in-store and online with free next-day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Country Sundays continue at the Clanry Hotel this weekend, featuring Robert Mazzell and his band. Pay at the door. Common attractions, Friday the 3rd of March, it's Philomena Begley. Saturday the 18th of March, Kjol. March 24th to 26th, Clanry Country Weekend. And March 31st, the Marty Party. For all information and tickets, call the Clanry Hotel reception.
Donegal's journey to remain in Division 1 of the National Football League sees their next assignment at home to Galway this Sunday. Much needed win would see Paddy Carr's side move off the bottom of the table. Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh will have full live match commentary from the 12:30 throw-in at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Live coverage of Donegal in the National Football League is brought to you by Highland Motors in Letterkenny, with Renault Master vans available for immediate delivery. Get the perfect vehicle for your business at Highland Motors.
All right, I'm kind of worried about this technically, but anyway, listen, let's listen to who is finalist number one.
Irish Music Month finalist one.
'Cause I'm right back where I started, untouched and unbroken hearted, and I'm trying to make a sound. Life is moving way too fast, and I just wanna make it last, but I can only watch behind the glass. Seeing all the fun they have, I just wanna understand, but I can only watch behind the glass.
All right, finalist number one, Jimmy Strong, and it gets stronger each time you listen to it. In my view, that's a real modern sound there.
It's a lad I've been watching since he was 14 years of age, Oisin Ní. Just incredible, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable.
Just
because,
what a voice.
What I like about it is I'm starting to now, because, you know, experience with Oisin, listening to him, I know his sound now. And that to me is a big thing.
How important is a distinctive sound when you're trying to stand out from the rest?
I think it's very important, personally, because it's just, you think of it many times, you've listened to a song in the past and you go, that's such and such, because you know, I think it is, and it gives you uniqueness. You're not comparing them to, you sound a bit like, and you sound a wee bit like that. There's a uniqueness in Oisin Ní.
So the kind of space there he might be in, Lewis Capaldi, incredibly distinctive voice, right? Ed Sheeran, incredibly distinctive voice straight
absolutely.
Away, perhaps not as much as others, and the list goes on. He doesn't sound like those. He's in that same space, I think. I hope he doesn't mind me saying so, but he's got his own sound.
He's over the years, Greg, you can see the development in Oisin from he's a prolific songwriter, and Oisin will talk about that, I think, when he comes on with you in 2 weeks' time. But like, that's another story in itself about Oisin. So I mean, he's got the songwriting capability, but he's also got the gift of the voice and the production side as well.
He's very active on social media, I understand too, which is important. I think Paul, we might focus a little bit specifically on that maybe a little later on. Once we've heard from all of them. So that is...
So congrats to Oisin Ní.
Well done.
Oisin Ní. And looking forward to having him live. I think he was on the show again. In the past. And a strong, strong finalist. All right. And as I say, listeners, we'll be putting these songs on to link for you, obviously, when the time is right. The more you listen to that again, it's a real earworm. Right, here is...
Irish Music Month, finalist two.
We've all got a cross to bear, hidden hurt, deep despair, dreading water, gasp for air. It's life's sweet imperfections, give me hope. Black dogs barking louder now,
The elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all. Arise, convinced that I'm bound to fall this life, these dreams.
All right, Jimmy.
Paul's won this one.
Sorry.
Jimmy, whichever.
Charles James and the Rise, and a song called Elephants. And it features James O'Donnell and his wife, Catherine. And the sound, they were up with us a few times, but they were up with us Monday night sessions about 3-4 weeks ago, Jimmy. And that song just blew me away, listening to it live. And I just love the storyline with it. There's a fantastic story runs through it. And it's not, it's sort of, in memory of
his dad.
Yeah,
but it's a throwback, but sounds modern at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what I like about James is that once again, Greg, that song will stand up in any radio station. I believe. I think maybe Jimmy's the same. I think it'll stand up well in any radio station. It's the quality of writing, the quality of the vocals, the harmony. And the entire production, when you listen to it, and as I always say, when you listen to it on a decent set of headphones or a decent sound system, it's just, it stops me in my tracks. That's what it done.
And again, Greg, on that, what you can see with James and Catherine, they've been together a long time and obviously husband and wife, but you can again see the progression in music. I've watched them for years again, and you can see, I was talking to Linda earlier on, you can see this, you know, it just going that way, and just the cello in that alone, the beautiful sound, the production in it. But you know what's coming out in a lot of music today, and we see it and you hear it, it's the lyrics, it's the song. You know, before it was now you're actually tuning into the lyrics much, much more.
And the challenge for the judges and for the listeners here as well is that, you know, there's two cracking songs. That's the first two. You know what I mean? Like, how do you pick those? You know, I think how tough it was to get it down to a handful. Right, how do you choose between those? They're two really strong contenders. That's a duo from Green Castle. That's due for release. So we've kind of, it's in the competition before its actual release as well too.
He hopes to have an album out in, debut album out in autumn. And as I said, really, it's one of them. I always get this buzz. It's one of them albums I just can't wait to hear. You know that kind of way?
Yeah, I get you. Right, okay. That was Charles James and the Rise. And here is
Irish Music Month Finalist 3.
Don't look back, 'cause you know you're only singing the blues. Oh, don't leave me in the dark, drown for you. Broken glass at our feet, guys, listen, we both know it won't last. We keep dancing.
All right, Midnight Preachers again. That's a strong
Fleetwood
strong
Mac
track. Do you know, you said, I got that and I listened to it a few times, and the more I listen to that track, Fleetwood Mac on first listen is there, but it kind of fades backwards, if that makes it a little bit. I get where you're coming from. There's tones of it, but the more you listen to it, it steps forward from that.
It's again something special there. We saw them last year. They were in studio, and there's something just again about the vibe of a three piece band. I don't know. It's just a great song, Rick. And I saw them live last year down at Letterkenny Jazz Festival. I saw them just happened to, and they were playing in one of the bars. And again, that's some music Paul's playing. Just a beautiful, beautiful vibe about the band as well. And just another great tune.
And by accident, maybe design, I don't know, Paul, a third proper radio song. Another one straight into a playlist, no bother.
Absolutely. And then on a different style than the other two as well.
I can see that John Breslin show. John plays a lot of female artists. He plays a lot of stuff.
Yeah, very radio friendly.
He plays loads of different stuff, don't get me wrong. But straight away, I could just see that being a cracking track on John's show.
Absolutely. And once again, lyrics just amazing. And as Jimmy said, the whole production. We were just overly impressed with but the song just done something for us, and Jimmy said they've been
And just to mention, I suppose, the band, Paul, Colin Kenny on drums, Emer McLaughlin, who is lead vocalist there on that track, and then Owen Johnson on guitar and vocals, the three piece again, just a lovely thing going on between the three of them, and just that kind of classic rock, you know, sort of style about them as well, but very, very, not your heavy rock, but just lovely to listen to. So just another great entry.
Okay, and it really is a great entry. Right, okay, last but not least, here is
Irish Music Month Finalist 4.
Aggressing with our love. Starting a chapter. My mind's reading faster. The words that I grab to me. It's like I never loved before. Healed a heart that was fractured. Like an angel I've captured. Just right for the rapture. I'd say no.
Right, trying to capture the essence of the songs and do the performers and the writers justice, and I think it comes across quite well in that one. That is Boy M5. That's just an unadulterated, full-on pop song.
It is, exactly. It is. That's what we said, and you're looking at the audience there from the teenagers upwards, and I think that could be up there with, you know, what's current on the charts at the minute. And they're a three-piece band from the Derry-based band, and they feature Kyle O'Neill and Paul Mooney and Aaron McCallion. I beg your pardon, they're not all from Derry. Letterkenny, Kyle is from, and Paul is from Remelton, and Aaron is from Derry. Boy M5 formed last year, basically, put together last year, and they have just got a unique sound, which we just loved. And once again, not so much a different style, Greg, but more a style that, as you say, I can see that appealing to young radio listeners.
Sure.
You know,
and I think it's kind of they're part of a big movement that's happening here in the Northwest at the moment, I think, just in terms of, you know, really high quality pop songs, edgy pop songs, edgy with a difference, but you know what I mean? That could be on a Harry Styles album somewhere, you know, if he wants to go a bit rocky with one of his tracks. Or do you know what I mean? I think it fits in there.
I see a great confidence now emerging on the youth and older musicians as well, respectively. But I see, I love seeing the confidence in young people to say, you know, I think I'm as good as that. You know, before you just mightn't have had the confidence. You probably hadn't the ability to be able to do that. But they are able to, you know, up-and-coming artists now are able to produce music themselves before they go into the studio, which is quality, and such is their confidence. And then when they go into the production studio, they actually are in control of it as well as producer, you know. So it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
And we've said this, but we've talked about this, Greg. There's a shift happening, right? Which is, I've seen it since the last couple of years. Like, if you look at, and we've been talking about them, a band from down your neck of the wood, Ballantra, Donegal, Onor, O-N-O Fada. These guys have never performed in public, right?
That's a story in of itself. I hope they've had video cameras following them.
But I'm telling you, the point I'm making here, Greg, these guys have just, what you're seeing now is people are actually starting to book tickets for venues that never booked tickets before. And if you talk to Conor and LaBala or the theatre in Letterkenny and Greenland, they're now seeing that shift in, which is fantastic. So now you're seeing local artists who are now taking, be it at Lifford Courthouse or be it Ballybuffet, Letterkenny or Ballyshannon, wherever, they're now actually filling venues, which we hadn't seen really before.
And I think actually you mentioned Lifford, I think Matt
McGranahan's
playing there tonight and tomorrow night as well, by the way.
And
that's
Courtage.
Supposed to be something, that show's supposed to be something else.
Yeah.
Whilst we're supporting it, just to mention
absolutely.
It there.
So and I think it's, there's a shift which I don't know, it's turning, I don't know, I can't describe it, but it is great.
I know
to
what
see.
You're on about, but it's exciting. And I think that story you talk of, that one's that's particularly, that caught my attention. And, you know, it's like a, something stands out. Like, sometimes there's, I like a bit of boxing, right? There's some things that are fights that boxing fans are interested in, hardcore boxing fans. And then now and again, something happens that's a crossover. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a great analogy, but what's happening in music here, there's crossovers and things breaking out of norms. And I don't know what it is.
It's confidence.
Yep.
And we see it, I think a lot of credit has to be given to the people that run these venues, because there's venues popping up. You just mentioned it there, the Courthouse in Lifford, and I've been at several gigs in that, and I'm looking forward to more. the atmosphere and the sound, everything, absolutely magic.
But also the magicians are adapting and changing their presentation.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? And making it more about, you know, and we're not following trends, we're starting trends. Exactly. That things is more storytelling, or it's done in a different way, or promoted a different way. Or
well, Greg, you see Paul Heaton this week, right? What he did. I know he's a different, is at another level, but he brought a very simple show and he packed venues, sold out venues in 8 minutes. And I think that's what a lot of the Irish and the Northwest artists are now doing. They're bringing a quality show to theatres.
Well, the audience is there, that's proven now, isn't it? So there's no excuses now. You get your product right.
Absolutely, yeah.
You will. You get it right and you connect with your audience, they'll turn up. So the audience are there. It's up to you now to engage them and get them out. Right, okay, there are our finalists. It's very exciting. That was just the launch of it, the announcement of it. We've got so much more to come on this. We'll talk to you about how you get involved in the voting. You talked about the panel of voters that we have. I don't want to get too much into that because there's a couple of things in terms of how we're going to do the day-to-day voting that I want to clarify with everybody involved in this beforehand, like when we open the lines and stuff like that there. But suffice to say, in the week, we'll have performances Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll announce the winners on Friday. There will be a public vote, and
we're just going to. Sorry,
I don't go ahead.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Tuesday, just to give maybe just one
people a chance to vote. Okay,
so the four acts will perform, but all their stuff won't go up till the Thursday evening to give all the acts equal opportunity.
That's exactly what I wanted to clarify.
Sorry,
and the judges are judging on the live performances, and the listeners are
correct.
Of course, and who they know as well. Of course, that's an element of it. Right, okay.
And Greg, one final thing we'd say is...
You said that three final things ago, Jimmy.
I said that something as well
yesterday.
Another
final thing to say as well.
It's 5 minutes to 12. We'll be...
I've got to talk about kinky boots yet.
Right,
come on.
Quickly. But what we're saying to the actors, right, social media. Use your social media. Right?
Absolutely.
Get the message out there. Share. Get people involved. And
it doesn't matter how big you are. The best, most successful artists at the moment, and I mentioned too, Lewis Capaldi, Ed Sheeran, they are incredibly personally active on social media because they see the benefit of
that.
And, you know, the days of things landing in your lap, Paul, you have to work for it now, don't you?
Greg, absolutely.
And one final thing for me.
One final thing for me. I just want to thank each of look at Texas. There's one final I would like to say. I just want to thank each and every single artist who contributed to this and sent their entry in. Well done. If you didn't win this time, don't take it as a personal knock. Just move forward with it because you created a big thing for yourself by actually having the confidence to send your music in. And don't give up on that easy.
And when we talk, for what our opinions matter, perhaps Paul and Jimmy's more than mine, I don't BS on the radio, right? It's not platitudes that we had a fantastic standard of entrance. It's not BS just to try and make people feel better.
No.
It was amazing. I am sure there'll be opportunities for them to be played out here or on your shows down the line as well.
Absolutely.
Because we're fully committed to supporting these guys, not just the finalists. Right, listeners, that's where we have to leave it. We're going to be going big on this from next week, getting the artists out there, reminding you when they're on, how you can vote, all that type of stuff. What today was about was identifying them to our four finalists. And what we want, right, okay, because I don't care what anyone says this competition is, we want someone from Donegal or the Northwest to go down there and win it for us. That's what we want.
National champion. And this is what we're aiming for this time. Well, we did aim for it last time, but we're really going for this time.
Yeah. We had a good act. Amy Meehan was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But this time we're going to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Greg. Well done, everyone.
Right,
bye-bye.
Watch the show live now on YouTube, Facebook and at highlandradio.com. The 9 till noon show with Letterkenny Credit Union, now offering mortgages from 40,000 to 600,000 euro with no hidden fees or transaction charges. Letterkenny Credit Union, 910-2127.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 100 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Dillon's Hotel Letterkenny is the perfect place to celebrate special occasions. Dillon's exclusive function rooms cater for up to 120 guests for any occasion, from corporate celebrations, presentations and networking events, to milestone birthdays, anniversaries and retirement parties. There's audiovisual equipment, integrated PA systems and even a private bar. Dillon's Hotel, perfectly located in Letterkenny Town Centre, with award-winning food and five-star service. Call 91 229 2977.
Did you know children's feet grow every 3 months? At McIlhenny's Kids Department, our experts are ready to help you find the perfect fit for your little one. Browse our collection of kids' shoes from leading brands including Pavlovsky, Geox, Skechers and more at McIlhenny's online or call in store to find the right size with our free expert shoe fitting service.
Forward Emphasis International, based in Malinhead and Belfast, are actively recruiting for customer service advisors and experienced motor claims handlers with both in-office and hybrid opportunities available. Fully funded insurance and financial service qualifications delivering attractive career path opportunities are available. Please visit their website forwardemphasis.ie and apply via their careers page.
Don't know if you know Alice and Pat, late 40s, couple of kids, been together 17 years. Never married, of course, but that's not a problem. Until something happens, and suddenly words like unmarried, inheritance, and substantial tax bill enter the equation. You never need proper estate planning. Until you do. That's why the experienced team at McIlhenny & Associates are here to help. Find us online or call 074-917-5989. McIlhenny & Associates Solicitors, Stranorlar.
Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. And we had a slight delay there because we are getting people in and out of the studio. It's all very exciting. I am delighted to welcome onto the programme, Michael.
Hello.
I don't want you to think you're an afterthought, right?
I would never think that.
Because I just never forget how important you are to this programme.
My goodness.
But it feels a bit weird starting to speak to you without having heard the jingle, but I played that 11.
I did hear that. You're being so nice. Is it because we have visitors? You know when mammy be nice? You do something bad, but your mother wouldn't let on because those visitors, and you know you've got your visitor voice on.
Maybe
I
feel guilty about something. I don't know what it is. Yeah, exactly. We'll play for Happy Family, shall we? Also in studio with us is Sarah Terry Sweeney. Good morning to you, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you in. Mm-hmm. And also Maria Rush, who is the director of Kinky Boots. This is the latest production from the Letterkenny Musical Society. It's an On Green On Theatre Letterkenny, Tuesday, March 17th to Saturday, March 11th. Before we get into it, Maria, any tickets available? And if so, what nights?
The tickets are flying, Greg. At the minute, there are about 15 tickets left for the Wednesday night and about 90 left for the Tuesday night. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is fully sold out already.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. So I think they're not going to sit around too long. So some tickets for Tuesday and Wednesday. That's about it. Yeah. Maria, I wasn't aware that you were involved in this side of things. Are you involved in the Letterkenny Musical Society anyway, or how did you become the director of this production?
Yeah, I've been with the Letterkenny Musical Society since 2004 when we did The Sound of Music. Came in as a cast member, have been in the ensemble, and went then into the role of choreographer about 12 years ago. And then I was assistant director, and for the last 4 shows I have been director.
All right, Kinky Boots, why this?
Kinky Boots is a show we had planned to do pre-COVID. It was going to follow the Addams Family, which was cut short so beautifully, dramatically for us. And we had planned to do it because we've kind of gone down the road of doing shows that are new and energetic and exciting as opposed to the traditional ones that we would have done throughout the years. You know, we've always been very good at doing things like The Sound of Music and Oklahoma, and even the Gilbert and Sullivans were huge successes for us in the last maybe 15, 20 years. But the last few years we've taken on more challenging, more modern shows. So the likes of The Addams Family was a huge step for the committee, you know, to say, right, let's do something that we're not really overly comfortable with, but that younger audiences might appreciate. So Kinky Boots was a story that when we saw it ourselves as a committee, we just felt it was an incredibly important story to tell. The music is beautiful. The story is gorgeous. It's something that everybody can empathise with. It's bold and it's bright and it's colourful. It's bringing drag queens onto the stage. It is telling a story of two friends who don't quite realise they need each other until they meet. And it's the biggest production we've ever put on. And it's most certainly the most exciting.
Mm. You excited for this one, Michael?
Of course, yeah. Like, as someone who can't sing, can't dance, not sure what I can do, I like to be in the audience and watch these. So yes, I'm very excited.
I know you're not in it. Were you just trying to tell me that you
weren't in it? No, I'm definitely.
We could get you a pair of heels before Tuesday week, you know?
Yeah, but I think he has them already. Pamela Anderson.
Those are red. Red's my colour. If they're bright red, maybe.
Oh, there's lots of red heels and Kinky Boots.
And all in good sizes, different sizes as well.
The boots are coming next Thursday, and I think we're more excited about that than anything else. These boots are coming from a company in the UK called Utopia Costumes. We're hiring everything in from a professional company. The boots are phenomenal and the costumes are going to be something that has never been seen on the stage in Letterkenny
before. Sarah, what's your role as Lauren?
So I play Lauren. She's a very kind of feisty character. She's strong. She's witty. She's a really nice, gentle character, but she's very funny as well. So it's very different to what I've ever really played before. I don't normally get the comedy kind of role. So it's kind of out of my comfort zone, but I really like it. And as it's going on, I'm getting more into it and getting more used to it. And I'm really enjoying it.
It's this type of show now being put on that allows you to sort of, you know, artistically spread your wings, I suppose.
Yeah, explore something completely new. Because it is out of my comfort zone, and sometimes you feel, oh my God, I'm very awkward. This is very gacky, kind of. And then when you see the reaction from other people, you go, actually, it's working. I need to play up on something different that I haven't done before.
We'll come back to you. So let's talk about the storyline in a bit more detail, Maria. Cyndi Lauper, by the way, also is wrote all of or many of the songs in this.
All of the music is Cyndi Lauper.
So, you know,
Cyndi
she's
Lauper,
a
fantastic
writer. So, and we know it's going to be fabulous. I think that's with a capital
F. The music is very, it's not very traditional musical theatre. It's pop, it's fun. It's difficult to sing and it's difficult to learn. A lot of the music repeats itself, but the lyrics are different every single time. So the musical director, Jerry Bradley, has had such a job in his hands, but has done a wonderful job of it. It's all singing, all dancing. Like, usually people at the end of the shows may be on their feet in a standing ovation, but I reckon they will be dancing in the aisles by the time we get to the end of the show. It's so vibrant and exuberant, and it's so much fun. The cast we have at the minute, the leads are phenomenal.
Well, I was looking at some of the images, and it looks like fun. So much fun, and that's just the rehearsals.
It's fun. That's the crack we're having. But I'll tell you, there's been a lot of tears in rehearsals because some of the scenes are so poignant and so emotional.
So talk to me through the story.
So the story tells, it's Charlie is the son of a factory owner, and the factory owner leaves the factory to him. It's a shoe factory. He is at the time of his life where himself and his fiancée are moving to London. They're going into marketing. They're leaving Northampton. You know, they're going into this new life, and suddenly he's left with a factory that he has grown up in, and he has the jobs of all his friends and family to basically try and save at a time where there's a huge downturn in the sale of men's shoes. By chance, he meets Lola, who is the queen of all queens in her drag club, and a chance encounter basically makes him realise that the niche market that he needs to save the factory is making heels for men who need to wear heels. So the two characters are the type that would possibly have passed each other in a street, never have actually spoken, and they bring out so much in each other. The comedy in this will actually have, and I keep saying to the cast, you need to hope there's going to be laughter here. You need to be aware that there's going to be laughter here.
Rather than it throw them off.
Yeah.
And this is loosely based on a true story.
It's loosely based on a true story. It is based on the story of a man who did own a factory who was left in this exact situation. The character of Lola, however, is based in his own words on 10 different people he knows and the best parts of them, which I think is a beautiful idea to actually create that character.
And this is a show in all meanings of the word. Obviously, big songs, right? Big costumes, big boots, need to say. And you have to choreograph all of that to do that justice, because you can't have all this flamboyance or whatever you might call it on stage and then the choreography to be a bit...
Well, the choreography is being done by a gentleman called Emmett Stewart from Strabane, who is probably the most talented choreographer I've ever seen. On the, he's phenomenal. What he has done with the cast is just, I just can't wait to even see it myself. And I said this to the cast last night, I'm so excited to see them on the stage now, because we've seen it in the hall where we're rehearsing. They're all in their ordinary clothes, but when you visualise what it's going to be like with the set and the costumes and the full orchestra and everything else, it's going to be spectacular.
I should mention, and I want to mention of course, that Donald Kavanagh from the newsroom is George, the factory manager.
Okay.
And still no part for you, Michael. Okay. Right. And you're going to sing for us, Sarah.
Yeah.
Terry Sweeney. I've got Carolyn said in my ear, and she's going to sing. And I presume it wasn't you, Maria.
No.
You can join. So, what I'll do is I'll take a break. I'll take a break. You promised that a few times if you've never done it. I'll take a break, right? Then we'll get your headphones on and we'll see.
Perfect.
From that, can't wait. Okay. Listen, we'll be back with more with live music for you after these.
The 9 till noon show with Letterkenny Credit Union. Now offering MyCU current account and debit MasterCard. Bringing full banking features delivered with the same local, trustworthy service of your credit union.
Dillon's Hotel Letterkenny is the perfect place to celebrate special occasions. Dillon's exclusive function rooms cater for up to 120 guests for any occasion, from corporate celebrations, presentations and networking events, to milestone birthdays, anniversaries and retirement parties. There's audiovisual equipment, integrated PA systems and even a private bar. Dillon's Hotel, perfectly located in Letterkenny Town Centre, with award-winning food and five-star service. Call 91-229-77.
Lancôme's bonus time promotion is back at McIlhenny's. Simply purchase two Lancôme products, one to be skincare, to receive a free gift of seven beauty essentials. Plus, when you purchase a third Lancôme product, receive a full-size bonus gift. Visit us in-store or shop online at McIlhenny's.com to enjoy this exclusive offer, available until March 11th. Mr. Blue Sky,
please tell us why. The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 100 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Do you have a stoma? Coloplast Ireland's free stoma review clinic comes to the Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny on Tuesday, the 28th of February. Registered stoma nurse Eileen Lim June will review your stoma, assess your requirements, and offer any training or ongoing support you may require. For more information or to register for an appointment, call Coloplast on 019 190 190.
Country Sundays continue at the Clanry Hotel this weekend, featuring Robert Mazzell and his band. Pay at the door. Common attractions: Friday the 3rd of March, it's Philomena Begley. Saturday the 18th of March, Kjol. March 24th to 26th, Clanry Country Weekend. And March 31st, the Marty Party. For all information and tickets, call the Clanry Hotel reception.
Highland Radio weather updates with Ireland West Airport. Discover Edinburgh this summer with Ryanair's three times weekly service. Stunning architecture, endless winding streets and an awe-inspiring castle. Ireland West Airport. Don't just take off, take it easy.
Rather cloudy today with a few light showers drifting in from the north and a moderate northerly breeze. Lots of dry weather overall though, and some sunny spells will develop as the day progresses. Maximum temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. How to do, Michael? Does that sound good?
Oh my gosh. All right, amazing. Okay. Now, you should be in kinky boots doing the weather.
I tried to go on stage once, and the anxiety that I had, and I don't mean just using the word casually.
Because it was in front of a crowd.
I just taught myself. I thought it would be a great thing to do, and as it got closer, it just really welled up. That was ages and ages ago. But I've kind of, hopefully I'm breaking the back of stuff like that now. Okay, we are in the company of Michael, who you can see and hear there. People missing you, Michael, but sure, look it. We've got Maria, I said look it again anyway. We've Maria Walsh, who's the director of Kinky Boots. And also Sarah Terry Sweeney, who plays Lauren, who's been a very good sport for us, by the way, because we're doing this sort of on the fly a little bit. In terms of a backing track and asking Sarah to do this. So we really do appreciate you being a good sport in this regard. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Just making sure I've got the right mic up. Okay.
No bother to her.
Right, so this is the history of the wrong guys.
Oh, no. Don't you dare. Girl, 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 I'm warning you. I think I've got a crush. I can't. I think I'm falling for him. Oh no, why not? Women have been making bad choices since the beginning of time. Are you gonna be another one of mine? Oh, used to think you were from outer space. Who's this bright-eyed guy in your place? You're kind of cute when you're not so shy. Oh, but I've been here before. Have I come back for more? Another chapter in the history of wrong guys. You used to be so meh, a limp, lackluster ball. But now you're changing into someone I just can't ignore. Darling, honestly, I've been hurt like this before.
twit. Don't wanna be another star-crossed lover. We all know how that ends. I'm better off without him. We're better off as friends, yeah. Oh, but I've been here before. Have I come back for more? Another chapter in the history of wrong guys. Yesterday, no spark, no heartache in a law. But today, I'm feeding something I just can't ignore. Darling, honestly, I've been hurt like this before. Oh, 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 oh. The history of wrong guys. Chapter one, he's a bum.
That was something else.
Sorry,
went all crooked at the end. No, I don't understand why people say that. We didn't pick that up.
No, no.
We didn't pick that up. No, listen, and come here to say, in terms of that sounded great in my headphones. I'm not sure how it sounded like in Radio Lands because it's loud and the music has to go up and the headphones down and all that kind of stuff. So I think you did a cracking job there. Well done to you. It's big, isn't it, Maria?
It's big. And I mean, the two leading men as well, Sarah will back me up on this, are singing equally as big and equally as complicated songs. Amazing. We have William McFadden from Derry is playing Lola and Kieran Connor from Derry is playing Charlie. So together, the three of them are just an unbelievable force to be reckoned with.
All right, listen, and tickets available for Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday in particular, short. There's
only 15 when I was coming in on Wednesday and Tuesday. The one wee thing I would just like to remind people is that it is 12 up. We are recommending age 12 and up simply because of the adult content and the innuendo in it. But yeah, we were looking forward to having full houses. It's, as I said to Michael earlier, it's 3 years to the weekend since we had our Adams family cut short. So we just can't wait to get back home to the theatre and get the show on the road.
And I think an innuendo is a Spanish suppository, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Best of luck,
don't
Maria.
Laugh, don't
Thank
encourage
you
him.
So much,
Best
Greg.
Of luck, Sarah. Thank Terry you. Sweeney is Lauren. That was really strong. It was brilliant. And I'll tell you, the energy required for that, and that's one song in a whole...
And she's dancing while she's
singing. Yeah, I know. Okay, well, listen, stop reminding her. All right, best of luck. Thank you so very much indeed. Take care of yourselves, both of you. Michael, how do you follow that, if you want to have a go?
Well, with a song, or I'll do some ventriloquism on the radio, I think is about the best thing I can
Juggling.
Juggling on the radio is also something I could definitely do in my wheelhouse, yeah.
Yeah, all right, come here. We're going to come back with you after a quick break. Stay where you are.
The 9 till noon show with Letterkenny Credit Union, now offering mortgages from 40,000 to 600,000 euro with no hidden fees or transaction charges. Letterkenny Credit Union, 9102127.
Times 3 Investment Boost for Farmers. For more in your Farmer's Journal, here's Paul Mooney.
From cattle fencing to carving cameras, we reveal 50 new items eligible for grant aid. Find out how you can secure up to 60% funding for many items. Solar panels for your house and sheds, increased grants for sheep and suckler farmers, money for bale splitters, tillage and slurry equipment, and a new package of grants for farmers with horses.
Plus, don't miss your free 24-page kids' newspaper inside this week's Irish Farmer's Journal, on sale now.
Raymond Sweeney here from Ben Sweeney Euronics to let you know about a great tumble dryer that will save you time and energy. The Blomberg 8kg dryer has a selection of sensor programs that allows you to decide exactly how dry you'd like your laundry, and smart technologies to help you reduce your energy costs. It also comes with an amazing 7-year parts and labour warranty. Call into us and see for yourself at Ben Sweeney Uronics, Port Road, Letterkenny, or in the shopping centre, Dunlow.
Wet and Wild is 20 years in business and would like to thank and reward our loyal customers with a massive 20% off absolutely every product purchased in-store during the month of February. Choose from our massive in-store stock of quality outdoor clothing, footwear, equipment and accessories, and 20% discount of all prices will be applied at the till.
All right. I should mention Fionnuala is away today and people are upset about that, but I think maybe slightly more so upset that we have...
I'm upset about Fionnuala being away.
Yeah, but also people haven't feel they haven't got the Michael.
The Michael experience.
Yeah, so what that means, we're going to go bigger and better.
I'll just go house to house over the weekend if people are willing to give their addresses or whatever.
I know you're a great supporter of the arts and, and theatre and everything. And we were just talking off air about that performance.
Oh, my God. In the room here.
And to be fit to do that,
night after night.
I think they're going to do five nights.
They're night after night.
And dance.
Exactly, and on the move. But in the, I hope, as you were saying as well, off air, radio did her justice. But I mean, the power of, in the room, the power of her voice and the commitment to what she was doing was extraordinary. You know?
What it sounds like, it's going to be an awful lot of
fun. It's going to be a ton of fun,
Are you going to get to see it?
Yes.
Have you got your tickets yet?
Well, Fionnuala has sort of tickets as far as the last week. We chatted about it in the office about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's, I was in the room. And I was aware the conversation was happening, but I don't know what night.
And as we mentioned, I think I already mentioned, our own Donald's in it as well.
Oh, yeah,
it's a fantastic cast, and as I say, seeing the picture. So just to remind people, there are tickets for Wednesday night, but you're talking 12
you're in the last hours
Tuesday,
of the tickets.
There's a reasonable amount there of...
but LMS is always, Tuesday. They're always supported. People always turn out. People are always hugely entertained. And people, like, because they were so tragically cut short, I mean, so many things went down the Swanee when that happened. Yeah. But I mean, people will be hungry to see a really good big show like this.
Yeah. But you see, I would say that, and you know that, and you have the confidence to say that. But you know, when you're involved in the direction or the production or the acting in it, you never know until the tickets go on sale, do you?
Oh,
I presume
there's always a bit
of you goes that, well, I hope.
Yeah,
we're trying something a bit different here.
Absolutely.
We're trying something, you know.
It's always a gamble, 100%.
Yeah. So
absolutely. I'm sure, at committee level, those were conversations.
I don't know if I'd prefer if no one was going to turn up or if the place was packed.
Well, given the experience you had in front of a large crowd, maybe you'd be comfortable.
It wasn't that large a crowd, but I'll tell you, it is something that genuinely...
Isn't it funny?
I had to work through it. It was tough.
People assume that...
Which means I admire people more.
Yeah, people assume because you may be very good at one particular aspect of being in the public eye, such as you are, that you must... Oh, you must be...
It's on the contrary.
But it's different.
It's on the contrary. And it's little things. Something happened. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I was reading the news or something, and then there was a mistake, or I was out of breath or something like that there, whatever. And it takes a long time to get over. I'm fine when I'm sitting behind a desk in control and all that kind of stuff. But other than that, as I say, I've worked through it now, but there was a time it was very bloody challenging. Yeah. You know? So I get how people can sort of feel in that way. Is there anything in 2.5 minutes that we can give justice to? Do you want to mention anything?
I will actually. In 2.5 minutes, I'll say it short and sweet. Sky have a wonderful series at the moment. I've started 2 episodes in. Gemma Arterton, who I love but didn't realise she was so funny.
Who's Gemma Arterton?
Gemma Arterton was in things like Rogue Agent.
She's an English actress?
She's an English actress. Okay,
I know her
She's
now,
done some stage work. This is based on the 2014 Nick Hornby novel. It's a rags to riches story set in the 1960s about a woman from Blackpool who heads to London and gets caught up in the world of television. She's very funny. It's not dreadfully original, but as we always say when we're chatting, you and I, if you really do something well and you commit to it, it's a nice comfort TV piece. I watched 2 episodes. I was very invested. I thought she was funny, and I was rooting for her to succeed, even though I suspect in the back of my mind she's probably going to come out okay.
Mm.
But you're still invested in it. Jim Arton's very funny in this, and the 60s vibe is fun. And 2 episodes in, I'm giving it a thumbs up. Good 7 out of 10 from me. And I think it might be the sort of thing, Maria was chatting about it, we were chatting about it outside, and the sort of thing you would put on for the weekend and maybe a couple of nights, and it's just nice, light,
I have no time this weekend because my son is 2 today.
You have a big day. Yes,
a big I want to mention another paid person as well, because Hudson is 2 today, which is a blessing in and of itself.
Of course.
But also, someone commented on a post I mentioned yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And happy birthday, my little boy, Conan Doherty is 2 tomorrow as well. That comes in from Aisling Doherty Guy. So I wonder, were we in LUH at the same time? So happy birthday, Conan. Well, Conan, C-O-N-A-F-A-D-A-N. That's Conan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely name.
That's all how
right.
I would
okay.
say it, anyway.
And there's a few people in the birthday club today. And thanks everyone too, by the way, for lovely comments on social media as it relates to his birthday.
Yeah.
You have a lovely weekend. We're going to come back bigger, stronger than ever next Friday. I look forward
bionic
to ever.
And better,
fair play
faster.
To you for being so gracious and allowing
and
us.
And as you said earlier, graceful. That's the compliment I'm going to take with me, that I was very graceful today.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourself. Michael back in full steam with you next Friday, of course. That's where we have to leave it on the programme today. Thank you to all of you who listened to the show and took part over the course of the week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you're back with us on Monday at 9. John Bresnan is coming up around the northwest after the news.